What's up, everybody? We are the Let's Talk Divots podcast, your women's professional golf podcast, delivering everything relevant in the women's game and the LPGA Tour. Coming at you from your co-host, Casey Johnson, a 13-year PGA of Canada member who now walks inside the ropes as a professional caddy on the LPGA Tour. I'm joined by my co-host, Captain Ronnie Dunn. Ronnie's a super stroke rep out here on tour. He also hauls the bags from stop to stop for the ladies in a luggage transportation service. And you can also find him on the weekends working the boom mic for the Golf Channel, a man that wears many hats. We've been shared in over 40 countries already, which is absolutely mind-blowing to us. But we just want you to help us reach our goal. We want to get to 50, and, you know, we're going to make a new goal after that. So go ahead, follow us on all social media platforms. We're at Let's Talk Divots. And you know what? The best thing is word of mouth. Let it grow organically. If you're enjoying that content, share it, like it, comment. And you know what? We just really appreciate that. We just want to continue to grow the game of golf, and especially women's. So hope you enjoy this show. And we are at Let's Talk Divots. Ronnie, major week. What's going on, brother?
Oh, I love it. We're back here on the West Coast, my home state, California. Glad to be back here. It is kind of under some weird weather we got going out there, but it's good to be back home.
And let's just get right into that, man. This weather is like, I'm from Canada. I feel like I'm melting. This is absolutely absurd. 50 degrees Celsius yesterday. I was fortunate enough to play golf, but you know, it was a little cooler today with the Northern California fires kind of coming in and putting a haze over the Coachella Valley. Is that where we're at? And you know, really, really held the sun down a little bit. But man, this is intense.
Yeah, there was some very big, thick cloud cover today, but it wasn't clouds. It was caused by all the fires here in California. We are now in fall here, and that is fire country here. Fire season, it is among us. You step outside right now, the winds are blowing a good 20 knots, and the smell of fire, you're like at a campsite here.
I'm calling it fire wind, bro, because even though, you know, like regardless of the smell or not, like it's just like that's what it feels like. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it is definitely warm. It hit 108 today Fahrenheit here. Didn't feel like it, though. It was pretty cool because, like I said, the cloud cover there kept the temperatures in like a little bubble inside the bubble. But it is Labor Day here, and I want to give a shout out to all the people out there working for the ANA, volunteers, everybody out there trying to make this tournament happen. We're in our 50th season here, our 50th year here at ANA out in the Coachella Valley, and it is definitely different. We're in a different time zone here. We're usually out here in the spring when the flowers are blooming and it's cool temperatures out here. I'm not sure what the golfers and the caddies are going to do out here.
Yeah, just to give a little bit of a background for the listeners, this tournament's typically played in March. It's the first weekend. The first major of the year. Obviously, COVID, crazy circumstances. We had the British already, but we're just happy that they were able to reschedule and push it into this week. And but it's just crazy weather-wise. But we're happy to be here. Second major of the year, 105 players in the field. Not that big of a field, so you know it should be a good week. But there's some definite different circumstances. Ronnie, what do you think about the new rules for the heat and the caddy ability to take a cart and no jumpsuits, etc.?
Well, no jumpsuits. That's going to be interesting. You always get that white one-piece jumpsuit like you see at the Masters, because this is the LPGA's Masters. It's equivalent to that. But, you know, it is just a totally different course. It's going to be playing hot, fast, and firm. Greens are going to probably be hard. You're going to hit the ball up short and let it roll up as before when you throw darts at the pin. But you got to play it on Saturday. What is the course like?
Well, yeah, and super shout out to Michael Walker and Rodney is head professional. Mike's the GM out here, and Ronnie's the head pro, and their whole team for what they're up to. And just to give a little background on that, Mike was, I guess, my first head pro at the club I got kind of my start at in the Springs at Radium. In the Columbia Valley there. So when I saw him on the website, I sent him a message, said, "Hey, can I come on out and play? I'd love to just get a little bit of action beforehand, see the course as a player." And he said, "Yeah, sure, no problem, man, come on out." So I got to tee it up yesterday, and it was a really, really treat, really big treat. Just tournament conditions, played the tournament tees, and just, you know, got to experience the golf course as, you know, not necessarily a caddy, but as a player, which I think is really beneficial just to see the, you know, the way that the balls are sitting down in the Bermuda grass and like having to go after them and just put yourself in the player's shoes a little bit, you know, and as well as hitting those shots into the greens. The greens are firming up and I know they're going to be firmer by the weekend. So beautiful, beautiful golf course, good layout. Would love to see it with the rye grass in the springtime. But yeah, apparently, you know, just sitting down with Michael there for a coffee in the morning and he's just saying it's going to play totally different from what the players are used to over the years from March till now.
Well, I'm sure you're just happy to be out here and be able to hit the ball on the tournament course from the ANA tees. That must have been something special. I know you probably won't tell us your score, but I know what it was. It was one over par. That is pretty phenomenal. That's phenomenal. One over on the front nine and par on the back nine from the ANA tees. Congratulations. I mean, you're playing it. It's just incredible. But yeah, the course is definitely a lot different here in the fall. The leaves haven't changed color yet, but really, truly, I just stepped outside and the smell in the air is just
leaves, bro. This
everywhere.
Is the desert. I don't see fucking leaves anywhere.
We got leaves. There's palm trees, palm fronds. But still, the weather out there right now, the wind has picked up. Today on the driving range, there were two players out there at 3 p.m. They were, I split about 4:20, and there was quite a few more players coming out to the putting green. Temperatures got down a little bit into the lower hundreds, high 90s. But it's just going to be a whole different, which I think that's going to be playing the part of who's going to win this tournament, who can handle the heat, and not just the heat, but how you hydrate your body and fuel your body with food throughout the 4 or 5 days they're out here.
Yeah, I was kind of joking earlier to Kelly. I'm like, can we get 2 early morning draws? That would be just absolutely fantastic. Thanks very much. But to continue on that, and let's just hammer it out a little bit. It was like, and I don't think we're going to take, like, so the temperature is supposed to drop. You know, I'm not going to convert into Fahrenheit. My brain works in Celsius. But we're supposed to be mid-30s by Wednesday. And then it does jump up into the, you know.
Mid-30s would be high 90s for you people in the Fahrenheit world.
40-ish range there come Sunday. But we are allowed to take carts, which is absolutely mind-blowing.
That's in a practice round. Can you drive a cart?
You
during?
Can take them during the tournament if you want.
Drive them, not just push. But the players can't sit in them.
The players can't sit in them. But it's unprecedented, right? But I mean, sure. This is 2020 as they came out with their statement. It's been a year of health, and they just want to continue down that road. You know, obviously COVID. There's so much protocol in place right now, and the last thing they need is a player or a caddy going down to. I mean, it is a fight out there. I mean, I played 18 in a cart on Sunday and the mid, you know, teed off at 10 a.m. And by the end, you're just like, man, you're like, did I go to the toilet? Nope. Did I, how much water did I drink? 10 bottles, you know?
Well, so. I saw you out there today driving the cart. What's it like with the bag on the cart? And Kelly got the right shotgun today because it's just still a practice round. But what was it like out there in a cart? Totally different world?
Totally different. I don't like.
How do you get yardages?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, you drive up to the ball and then
walk them back.
You walk them back. You look for your paint and you got your yardage book. But I think from what I've talked to with most caddies and players, and you know, who knows what, you know, I haven't talked to that many, but come Thursday, most people are just kind of conserving their energy, taking the carts during the week, during the practice rounds. And I think you're going to just see like a few more carry bags out there, a few more lightweight bags come Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But it's all about, you know, like consistency. And it just kind of feels weird. You get out of the cart and like you're kind of, it's out of routine. So I think you're going to see a lot of people just continue that routine. Take the carts in the practice round and then come game time. Go ahead and carry. So I'll be surprised to just kind of keep a tally out there and see what's going on cart-wise come championship time.
I saw Lindsay Weaver out there on the range today, and she had a little trolley where she's pushing it herself, and she's able to use a cart. So why she's not taking a cart, I guess she just wants to stay in the game face and keep that little trolley going. She did a top 10 pushing that cart at the Open, the British Open over there. So hands off to her to walk this course with no caddy pushing her own cart. I don't get it, but, you know, she's definitely handicapped by doing that yourself.
Yeah, and well, I mean, that's the thing. She couldn't in the real practice, like, so the like you said earlier, the player can't touch the cart or anything or like sit in it. So in the actual round of tournament play, Lindsay wouldn't be able to take a cart. She would need to actually hire a caddy.
You know, I think on the Champions Tour, you're allowed to take a cart and the pro can ride in the cart and the caddy cannot. That's on the Champions Tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, don't sign me up for that. I was like, man, I got the wind in my hair today. It's
feeling good.
You know, 45 degrees. Just that little breeze was really, really nice. So, but yeah, the course is looking good. I got to talk about the Bermuda grass a little bit. It's Bermuda all the way through.
And what, I'm not, no zoysia?
No zoysia. Oh, my zoysia. Yeah, oh, Ronnie, my. There from last week. But, you know, the ball sits down. We lost a couple balls in our group there yesterday. You know, just a
rough's not that high, but the ball does sit down. You lose your feet, half your shoe is gone. You can't find the ball. You see where it went in, and it's hard to find. It's yet only 2-3 inches at the most.
It's one of those you got to be standing over it in order to find it sometimes, and it's just a little bit inconsistent in that. Like, you know, I was talking to Jan, my housemate today, who I'm staying with, and he's like, yeah, some, you know, like 2 yards off the fairway, you have lies that are sitting way down and you can't find them. And then, you know, 10 yards off the fairway, it's a little bit more sparse out there. And that's just typically the sprinklers don't, you know, aren't designed to like necessarily hit out there. So if you're going to miss, I guess, miss big.
So you had a 9-hole practice round today and you got to play with your Canadian friend, Brooke Henderson, and her sister Brittany on the bag. How was that? They had a cart as well. I saw them cruising around. Did you enjoy your time?
Our whole group had a cart. Yeah, I mean, that's the first time. Obviously, I'm always crushing on Brooke on the pod, just being our Canadian country woman there. But yeah, first time playing with Brooke.
How'd she hit the ball? What'd you think about her style?
Yeah, I was actually really surprised at how low she hit it, to be honest with you. I know, you know, again, obviously, deep coaching background, insane club head speed. I've been to numerous seminars with her Golf Canada coach, Tristan Maloli, over the years, and got to pick his brain about her, like, as she came up as a teenager through Golf Canada. And, you know, obviously just seeing her on TV over the years, just, you know, one of the bigger hitters out here on the LPGA Tour. But just, yeah, just interesting to play with her and her sister Brittany. Really hits down on it. She's got her angle of attack. I'd love to see her on some TrackMan numbers, but yeah, the ball comes out low. She rips at it. She's got John Daly backswing, and then she drops it down inside so nicely. Again, I'm just coming from that, you know, years of golf coaching and analyzing swings, and I can see why she's so successful out there and just like prefers to play nice little butter draw. But yeah, that ball gets on the ground really, really quickly. And yeah, I think I was just surprised at that. So,
well, I would have to say that's a benefit, because normally when you're playing in the wind, you have to try to keep it down. But if her normal flight is always down, that's got to be a benefit, I would think. And it's a lot of run here in the desert.
Well, it's one of those things. Yeah, I think her numbers could, you know, so Brooke's just her, I believe her dad has been her golf coach for most of her life, and I don't think they look too much into, you know, numbers about optimizing carry or anything like that. But I'm sure she could do a few things with her spin rate. But obviously, she's won 8 times out there, most winningest Canadian golfer on any tour. So there's no reason to be fixing anything. And she's just lovely person, and it was nice to watch her and her sister prepare for a major.
She is one person on the range that doesn't have a machine grooved swing. Like, she doesn't have a track man behind her. She goes by feel and touch and just view, and her and Brittany are so tight out there together, the way they handle the course.
Yeah, and just again, from the golf coaching glasses on, that's just something to, you know, there was so many years there where you're looking at, you know, the top of Tiger's finish and Adam Scott and all these like perfect golf swings, so to speak, and to just, you know, have a female out there, you know, and Brooke and be like John Daly-esque, it shows the little girls and the kids at home that, you know, there's a holistic approach to golf too, and it's not all about what it looks like, it's about how to get the golf ball in the hole. And, you know, right through her bag, like, she chokes up on every single club, and I mean, as well documented, anybody who follows golf knows this, but, you know, to see it firsthand, like, she's choking up the thing several inches. And, you know, if I've just seen some interviews, I haven't actually asked her firsthand. I would have loved to, but, you know, it's kind of like preparation mode out there. There's not too much conversation going on. It's just all about it's just what she's always done. And, you know, maybe a little out of Bubba Watson's bag, just like Bubba Watson hasn't really had too much coaching, and he's done all right over the years. So, you know, if it's not broken, don't fix it. And, like, sometimes you don't need to look for extra. So just, like, shout out to all the kids out there There's an organic way of doing it, and there's not one mold. It's not all about just sitting in front of the mirror and, and actually I totally think you should emulate a player, pick a player and emulate it. But you know, it's not always about that.
Everybody's got their individual swings or individual habits, and they look the way they do. But Brooke does bring it back like John Daly on her drives, and she hits it out there pretty good. Not as far as everybody, but she's really consistent. She's won a few times out here. She's only 23 years old. Shout out her birthday this Thursday. Thursday she turns 23, so, and she's been out here for a long time. She's the first A&A, I think, was in 2015 she played here.
I'll tell you what, though, played with Charlie Hall today just for 9-hole practice round. That woman swings at it. Like, unbelievable. Serious ball flight. Really, really strong individual. And, yeah, just awesome to play with some different players.
How about your boss? She's meticulous, kind of?
Yeah, Kelly's Kelly's not a bomber by any means, but she's a ball striker.
Consistent too. She's in the fairway a lot of the times.
Really, really good ball striker. Like, I'll take her driver over. I'd be curious, actually. I never looked at her stats or anything on the driving distance recently, but the driving accuracy. But she hits a lot of fairways, man. She's super consistent. She knows where it's going. She's down to the a couple yards. She can control her distances, and she's got a pretty tidy short game as well. So, I see us hitting a lot of fairways this week. Her game's confident. She's confident. She's had a great year so far. So, hoping to just make lots of pars with a few birdies in there and see how we go come Sunday.
Well, good. I'm sure you'll be the belly flop king getting into that pond if you get that chance come Sunday. Speaking of which, come Sunday, we have no Jin Young Ko. She's our defending champ. She is not here. But
is she not in the field?
She is not in the field, but Sung Hyun Park did show up. First time she's been over the pond or over here in America playing. She's got to be a front runner out there. She's a bomber of the ball, but she's got to have some rust on her game too. So I can't really go out on the limb and pick her either. But, man, it's going to be fun out there to watch. I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm not too savvy on, like I said, there's only 105 players, which is, I mean, it's a small, small field. I don't know how is that normal, Ron? I mean, you've been here a bunch of years. This is my first time.
I'm going to say it's a little light, maybe 120, 125. Usually in a normal tournament, it's 154. They tee it up, but out here, yes, 105,
quite a few amateurs. Majors are sometimes less, right? So I know.
Sure, we got probably five amateurs in here, a couple invites, sponsor invites in here, but no stands, no crowds, no fans, total different look to the park out here. But I walked to the 18th green today, checked out Poppy's Pond, where somebody's going to be jumping in there come Sunday. God knows who it's going to be, but it's going to be exciting. I tell you, these girls are fired up. Second major of the year, playing for over $1 million. I think the purse is about 4.5, I believe it
is. No. Winner gets 500,000. The purse is 3.2.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, then I'm thinking the U.S. Open's 5 mil.
Sure.
It's coming up in a couple months. But, yeah, they're going to be fired up here. But, yeah, it's such a change of a venue. Here we are in the fall, and like I said, there's fire in the air. Nobody's seen this kind of weather coming at all. Visibility outside's maybe 2 miles, and using the Coachella Valley, it's 10 miles. Can't see the top of the hills around here. We are in a valley here with San Gabriel Mountains all around, but it's good to be back in California, but not for the fire season. I am fired up, but I don't like that.
Yeah, and the wind's really not going to be a factor this week. But again, I don't know. I think that I think if they're just, they can trick it out as much as they want. They're going to let the rough, they're not going to cut the rough again from now till Sunday. And the greens, they're starting to get firm already, especially with this wind overnight. Wind's not going to be a factor throughout the tournament, but I'm calling single digits under par. I think the LPGA wants some birdies out there, but they don't want an embarrassing show, but they don't want a score fest either.
All right, it's going to be nice. The stent meter at the British Open was running at 8. Those greens were super slow. Here in California, we're going to probably be a good push in 11 or 12, I'm sure, and they're going to roll them out there on Saturday. It's going to be fast on Sunday. Yeah. No water's going to hit this course. It does not rain out here. It's going to be quick, quick, quick.
Yeah, but again, talking to Michael Walker, the GM there, he said, the grass grows so much at this time of year. It's going to be interesting. You know, they'll start at 12 in the morning.
Are they Poana greens here?
No, it's all Bermuda.
Bermuda bent?
Yeah, no. And he says it just grows so much. He's like, they're going to lose a couple feet. So, and maybe that's the reason on the small field. He's maybe there's, I mean, well, there's definitely going to be a crossover. And I've chatted with a few people of this and they see, you know, it seems a bit crazy, but there could be a potential having to mow the greens after the first wave, which I don't know if that's normal. I could just be blowing smoke up this microphone right now, but just talking to the GM there, which I don't even know if that's legal in the course of play, man. I don't know.
Sure,
I feel like I know a lot about golf, but this seems unprecedented.
I think in the spring they do cut the grass, but they definitely roll them to keep the grass growing in one way and get the directionals going. But I don't know. I thought they cut them every morning.
No. Of course they cut them in the morning, but I'm talking in the middle of the crossover waves. So there's a morning set.
No way do they do that. They cannot do that. They can't mow. They've watered. I've seen them water in between, but they won't cut nothing like that.
Yeah. So it should be interesting, man. There's a lot of growth out there. It's just with this heat and there's a serious aqua water. I asked how it's like, man, we're living on a golf course right now. I'm staying on a golf course. I'm like, how is this so green? It's, you know, 120 degrees out there. I guess there's just a pile of water underneath Palm Springs and they can water as much as they want. So.
Springs, Palm Springs, a lot of palms
there
out
there.
There's natural springs underground in Coachella Valley. So yes, this is a hot spot for Los Angeles tourists to come here. It's been growing since the 70s. Which is when the ANA started 50 years ago. So we are on our 50th anniversary of the ANA here in Palm Desert. Rancho Mirage, it started out as Palm Springs and Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, La Quinta, it just kept growing and growing. And now there's over 100,000 people down here in Coachella Valley.
Well, there you go, man. Should we do some picks here? What do you
think?
You got anything else to go on for the week?
We got a little history here. I mean,
Little major week, man. What's our history,
bro? Big major.
Bro?
Poppy's Pond. Everybody knows about Poppy's Pond. Back in 88, Amy Alcott was the first one to jump in on her second victory, and then she won a third time. Dinah Shore, she was the inaugural woman out here. She was a TV host big time in Los Angeles, and she grabbed hold of the reins, became the host here. It's changed its names many times. The Nabisco, the Kraft Nabisco. Now we are at the ANA. But since 88, what is that, like 32 years ago, something like that, she jumped in the pond. She told Dinah Shore, I'm taking you in next time I win. And sure enough, she won a year after that. And then Dinah Shore jumped in the pond too, and it's been a tradition ever since.
See, you are a fan, man. That's what I
love
about
it,
you. You know, like I'm like, do you read that stuff on the toilet every morning?
I've been here. I have been here and seen it happen. I just live over the San Gabriel Mountains, 100 miles from here, and I come out all the time to the desert to watch this tournament. I come out when the men play. It's just a wonderful place. I love this little desert.
You guys can't see Ron, but he's got a lifelong
living the dream, baby.
He's experienced a life amount of experience. So love that, man.
But there's been some great history here. I mean, 2018, we had an 8-hole playoff. How about that? Jennifer Song went home after the first 4 holes in Imbie Park, and Pernilla Lindberg came back on Monday to play 4 more holes until Pernilla drained a 30-foot birdie putt to win it, a championship putt. Last year, Jin Young Ko. What about Lexi Thompson? She had one that gave her a penalty the next day, 4-stroke penalty the day after the fact. What's up with that? I hate those rules.
A 4-stroke penalty.
Yeah, because she signed the wrong scorecard because she mismarked her ball. Some guru from God knows where called in on TV and said, hey, she didn't mark the ball the same way. She replaced it. That was 2 strokes. And then when she signed that card, because it was 2-stroke penalty there, they added 2 more because she signed the wrong card. Cost her 4, but she still made the playoff. She battled back in the back 9, got in a playoff with So Young Yu, who ended up jumping in the pond. Beautiful young lady jumped into that pond with her caddy, Dave. That was Dave's 3rd jump into the pond. So he's very experienced. I just can't wait to see one of the caddies jump in, because that's my favorite part of the whole thing on Sunday when they drop that last putt and they go flying to the pond.
Yeah, I mean, again, wow, you just blew my mind on some stats there. You have been following it, and I love that. And, you know, it's so good that the callers can't call. Like, I think
not anymore.
They
changed that rule. You cannot call in anything you see from TV.
Like old Joe Blow from the couch sofa, the referee there, like that started to get out of hand on the PGA Tour as
definitely,
well.
Definitely did.
How about the PGA Tour, Dustin Johnson? Let's just give a quick shout out. I know this is a
$21 million man. He won this year, 15 mil just today. But yeah, I don't think it's fair. Again, starting with extra strokes. Come on,
no,
now,
man. But how else do you figure? How else do you do that, bro?
I don't
like
know,
they've tried other ways. At least everybody knows where they're sitting when you come. when you come to the start of it, the viewers know what's going on. It's like anytime you, I mean, you're an NFL fan, the number one seed plays the eight seed. They get a bye week throughout the first round.
Yeah, but when you go
to the
Super Bowl, you are playing straight up. You don't get 3 points. You don't get anything like that. It's straight up head to head. But you know what? In all honesty, even if
what's your solution, man?
If Dustin didn't get the 10 shots he started with, he still would have won the tournament. So I don't know what it is, but I'm sure they're going to change it again. They've been tweaking this thing for the last 13 years. But yeah, shout out to Dustin.
Yeah,
he could be the player of the year. He's won 3 times this year. Give him the props.
Yeah. Shout out. And I think he's player of the year material. And I'm just going to continue down this road. I think it's a great way to do it at the moment. There's a lot of big minds making decisions on that. And I wonder if the LPGA will ever have some sort of playoff system.
I'm sure they
will.
They definitely will.
Get a little bit of a extra FedEx Cup purse, whoever the sponsor will be, and have some sort of viewership down into the fall.
Oh, I guarantee it.
But I guess that's kind of they do the Asian swing, right? And that's kind of what their playoff
CME.
Is.
We got the CME Globe we play for at the end of the year in Florida, and that's kind of like our playoff, but it's not.
Well, but that's a tour championship.
Yeah, it's different than what they got going on here. But we've been following Michael Wan and everybody at the LPGA. Have been doing a great job this year to get us some tournaments, but this one is very special, second major of the year. You know, it's exciting. Just I'm glad to be out here. I'm just looking forward to it.
Yeah, and before we do picks and stuff, I guess we'll go Portland, New Jersey, and then we're right into another major. So it's major season, which is super, super strange, right? So we'll get into the KPMG and then the U.S. Open in December. So this season is far from over. There's going to be a few breaks in there. We're still not really sure what's happening with the Asian swing. Two of the events have been canceled. There's still two on the table. But those don't look good, but nothing is official yet.
I did talk to somebody pretty high up in the rankings of the LPGA, and I asked them about the Asian swing, if they think the other two that are still on the schedule are going to be played. And he said he wasn't sure, and then I asked him about, are they going to have another drive-me-one tournament, just a makeshift. And he kind of couldn't let me in, but he was alluding to the fact there is definitely another tournament that might be, you know, just brought up.
Well, as 2020 is, it's just day by day. So
right.
We will continue to monitor the situation and go from there. But I can assure you that we will be coming at you as long as there's golf weekly and the Let's Talk Divots podcast. Ronnie, who do you got for this week, brother?
Well, I'm going to start with a sentimental pick, my dark horse. I got to go with IK Kim. She's the one in 2012, I believe it was. She missed the 15-inch putt to win the thing. She's played strong out here, but fast. She's my little dark horse, but sentimental favorite. But then I'm going with.
Is it a dark horse though? I guess she hasn't really teed it up this year.
She hasn't played very much even last year. She's been a little bit injured. She picks and chooses, but she was out in was it Marathon? I saw her. I did see her somewhere in the last couple of weeks. So she's got some reps under her belt, but she's played well here before, and this tournament owes her, just like this tournament owes Lexi Thompson. I'm not going out on a limb picking
this
Lexi.
This is sport, bro. It doesn't own nothing.
That's right. That's why they put it in the ground, tee it up, and see what goes down. But I'm going with Aria Chatarnagarn. You know, she blew it on the 18th hole one time. She had the tournament. She had the trophy. She was touching it, looking at it. So I'm going with Aria, IK Kim. Sung Yoon Park, no. I can't give her a nod yet. She hasn't been out here long enough. She's still got dust and rust on the clubs. After that, give me a second here. Who do you got? Imbi Park. I'm just going to throw it out there right on the line. Imbi Park, she's been paying so strong. She jumped in Poppy's palm before. I think whoever putts well is going to win this thing. Anybody can drive it out there, and it comes down to the flat stick.
You know what? My number one is Lydia Ko. She's had such a strong season so far.
Great call. She's jumped in a pond here. She's won before. That's great.
She's won here before, obviously. She had the heartbreaking loss up in Ohio there. She's never seems to be outside since the restart, the top 20. And, you know, I've just been seeing some, she's been up working with Sean Foley this last week. They've got her driving carry distance up to 270, which is ridiculous. Again, I like the holistic approach. I'm crutching on the Canadians with the, Sean Foley being the coach. And I just think she's trending in the right direction. She's an amazing putter. She's got a great short game. Obviously, she's a major champion, multiple winner. And, no need to introduce what Lydia Ko has done. So that's my number one. And a little bit of a dark horse, I think Eunhee Ji, she's back. She's one of the straighter drivers of the golf ball. She's won on tour a bunch of times. And I think it's just going to, you got to put a premium on hitting the fairway. So, you know, she hits over 80% of her fairways out here on tour all the time. And I think that's going to play a big factor. And just, you know, I was looking at a little stats there. Let's see. I think Lizette Solis is going to top 10. I'm just going to throw one out of there that we haven't thrown out
Hometown
yet.
Girl.
Again, yeah, and also hits it very, very, very straight out there. And she seems to be trending in the right direction.
She's
as
been
well.
In contention here before in the past. But I think going back to, I'm going to be going 2020 hindsight here, but Lydia Ko is a great pick. I mean, she's got all her games. She's trending. She wants some redemption from that marathon. And she jumped in the pond before. She loves this track.
She's working hard, man. And
she's not here yet. She's not here yet. She's resting. She's keeping it cool wherever she's at. I didn't see her.
That's a veteran move right there. Veteran move out here.
It sure is. I wouldn't show up till Thursday morning.
Yeah, and that's the thing. These players, you know, especially the top-ranked players, they know the golf course. You know, I'm talking about with Ollie Brett, Danielle Kang's caddy today. It's like, man, Danielle's been out here for, you know, 7, 8, 9 years already. Like, the golf course hasn't. They know. It's all about rest. It's all about...
but it's a whole different course here. We are in
fall,
not springtime. Different temperatures,
but layout wise, you know.
Oh yeah, when you know the track and you know where to hit it, you know what trees are growing, you know how to cut it around a corner. Most definitely, somebody who's been here before there's probably going to be a veteran, you know, holding that trophy, putting that robe on at the end.
Well, we'll see, man. I'm excited. Should be. Let's just do a little of was Symetra Tour win yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming live. This is Monday.
Labor Day.
Labor Day. Kim Kaufman takes a win, and shout out to Kim Kaufman. I know she lost her status this last year, but she's been working hard on her game, and she's been lighting up the Symetra Tour, so we'll just give a shout-out there to where shout-outs are due.
Yeah, she's been playing very well on the Symetra Tour. In this COVID break that she's been having, when she didn't go over the pond, she did a couple top tens on Symetra. Her game is on fire. I'm not going to say it's the B League, it's the AAA, but anytime you tee it up and you hold a victory is a victory.
You know what, man? It's amazing. Look at Sophia Popoff, right? She wins a few on the Cactus Tour. Finishes second on the cement. It's confidence. Yes, it's not an LPGA Tour win, but it's like those guys going over, you know, the PGA guys going over and winning in, you know, Europe or something like that. It's still a win. There's still some good depth. The depth isn't quite the same, but there's still some really, really great players out
there. Oh, serious nerves coming down. And that's what these 100%. People play for. So it doesn't matter if you're your club pro, you're playing for your club championship or a major, the nerves are there, and that's what they thrive on, and that's who comes out the strongest player.
Confidence is king, man. This sport and any sport, and that's all it is separating these athletes and these players in all these games is just to learn how to win, being up in the winner's circles, and just a little bit of self-belief. So we'll expect big things. Kim Kaufman can't actually play her way back onto the LPGA Tour until next season because of everything's frozen. But either way, you know, they're just going to, these girls are just going to keep on rolling.
Well, looking forward to this weekend here. I hope the weather clears up a little bit. The Santa Ana's blow this smoke out of here. We get a little bit of some blue skies because it is a, you know, just a beautiful course out here when the sun is shining. Yeah, it's a little hot out here this time of year, but you know what? I'm totally looking forward to Thursday morning when they put the tee in the ground and see what goes down.
Cool, brother. Well, you know, I'll be right there on the first tee, man. So we'll look for you on Sunday working the boom mic for the Golf Channel for Kelly and I when we're coming down the stretch.
Oh, I can't wait. And I want to give a little shout out to one of our listeners, Marcy Shuri. She's out there, home courses, Carlsbad Crossings, Encinitas Ranch, but she's been listening to us for 21 episodes here. This is our 21st or 22nd. I'm not sure, but she's sent an email in. So just a shout out to her. Keep listening and spread the word. Spread the love. Let's Talk Divots podcast. We're coming to you live from Palm Springs.
Shout out to Marcy. K. Ronnie. Peace out, brother.
All right. See you out there.
Later.